Hi, I'm Tara Seiler from KQED News. We start off today's Bay Area News Fix for Saturday, May 4th, 2024, with growing discontent on UC campuses. The union, representing some 48,000 academic workers in the UC system, is planning to hold a strike authorization vote as early as next week over the university's handling of pro-Palestinian protests. The decision to consider striking gained momentum following the massive police action at UCLA that led to more than 200 arrests this week. Rafael Jaime is a PhD student at UCLA and co-president of UAW 4811.
The university completely abandoned its responsibility to protect students and workers and instead chose to escalate, especially when the police on Wednesday. The university has a responsibility to protect students and workers and to protect their activity, including protests and speech, and it failed on that front.
The union says the university must change course and negotiate with pro-Palestinian protesters over demands that UC divest from companies arming Israel. In a statement, the university said it is deeply alarmed and disappointed that the union would choose to, quote, exploit the situation. It also called any potential strike a violation of the labor contract. In California, thousands of immigrants with deferred action for childhood arrivals will soon be able to get health insurance. That's after President Joe Biden announced Friday that those with DACA can enroll in Affordable Care Act coverage. KQED's Taiki Hendricks explains.
When Obamacare became law in 2010, DACA recipients brought to the U.S. illegally as children were left out. Advocates have been pushing to change that ever since.
It's fantastic. It's honestly long overdue.
That's Sara Dar with the California Immigrant Policy Center.
For every individual that goes from not having any health care to now finally being able to go see a doctor and get care, it's life-changing.
Since January, California has offered Medi-Cal to all low-income residents. But roughly 40,000 DACA recipients earn too much to qualify and can't get insurance through work. I'm Taiki Hendricks, KQED News.
We are following news in the South Bay, where San Jose police say a shootout that injured two police officers and a suspect began with a call from a hotel. Acting Police Chief Paul Joseph says a woman staying at the hotel with her three children called about a man who she had a restraining order against. Two arriving officers confronted a man leaving the room with a duffel bag shortly after 10:30 p.m. Thursday night.
In less than 1 minute after officers first contacted the suspect, he retrieved a stolen handgun from the duffel bag and fired at the officers. The suspect fled, running away from the officers while continuing to shoot multiple rounds at them. At least one officer returned fire and struck the suspect.
Police say the suspect then jumped from a third-story window. As of Friday evening, one officer remained in the hospital with life-threatening injuries, while the second was treated and released. The suspect remained hospitalized. And finally, in more statewide news, the California Supreme Court has ruled in a case that has big implications when it comes to the powers of the police to detain people on the street. KQED's Saul Gonzalez has more.
In a unanimous decision, the justices ruled that police cannot detain and question people just because they try to avoid contact with officers in public. An individual acting in a nervous manner or attempting to conceal themselves from law enforcement does not alone constitute probable cause and a reasonable suspicion of criminal activity, wrote Justice Carol Corrigan. But the ruling does not prevent police from approaching people in public and engaging them in consensual conversations. The case stems from a 2019 incident in Los Angeles when police approached a man who was trying to avoid them. He was arrested on suspicion of possessing drugs and a firearm.
This news is current as of 5:30 p.m. Friday, May 3rd. For the latest news, join us online at kqednews.org and on the air at 88.5 FM. I'm Tara Seiler. Thanks for listening.